brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the 8th day of May 2007, we'll be live here for the next 3 hours. We have Jim Tucker, Jim Tucker of American Free Press, joining us for our customary early to mid-May interview as he tries to give us any intelligence he's gleaned on when the upcoming Bilderberg Group meeting may be held. It is generally held in late May or early June, more often in the first 10 days of June, but occasionally in late May. And we've got several rumored locations from Istanbul, Turkey, to Evian, France. We will be discussing it all. The world leaders and the royalties representatives, as well as royalty, meeting to set the year's agenda. So that's coming up in the second hour with Jim Tucker. He's been covering Bilderberg for more than 30 years and has been to, 27 of the meetings physically and even been shot at. I feel like I know Jim even better than I do. I've been interviewing him for 12 years, and I've gone to Bilderberg with him and attended it and covered it with him, but for the last 6-8 months I've been editing video of him in high definition on a big screen. So I know every crook and cranny of Jim's face. What a character, what an icon, what a patriot. Just a Virginia cotton farmer. That's where he came from. Good person. Well, got a lot of important news here. Interesting little tidbits like this. You know, I don't even cover it now when major scientific reports come out on a daily basis that cell phone towers and cell phones are causing massive brain tumors and are extremely dangerous. I still use mine. I got in the habit of using it. The globalists know how to control us, ladies and gentlemen. And so I'm not putting you down. We're all dying together. We're all scum together. We're all foolish together. One thing that I do not allow is more than 1 hour of television a week with my children, though the major studies are showing that's bad. TV, toddlers become aggressive. London Telegraph will be going over that. Speaking of television, with shades of The Running Man, Chinese TV programming replaced with anti-regime slogans. We'll be going over this as the rebellion against dehumanization and tyranny intensifies in China. Those people, I'm beginning to really admire the people resisting over in Asia. They know tyranny over there, and they're willing to fight. And I just wish we had more of that spirit over here in the land of the free and home of the brave. Also, Troop Squad questions John Edwards about WTC7. That's coming up later. And then another congresswoman was confronted about it, and a congressman. So three different clips. If we have time, we'll be playing those. We'll play at least the Edwards clip. Well, we'll play the Grijalva clip, too. It's pretty bad. Again, I cannot stress enough how big it is that Bruce Willis has gone public, not just on the JFK being an inside job, but a very close to going public on 9/11. And we told you this 8-9 months ago. People couldn't believe it. Now it is mainstream news. New developments there. We'll be going over a detailed report up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com titled, From Unlikely Quarters, Bruce Willis Ends the JFK Debate. And World Bank panel finds Wolfowitz at fault in aid, and a major aide resigns there. We'll tell you what's going on behind the scenes. But first, I'm going to try to control myself and not have a convulsion on air. The Queen openly treats the President like a rhesus monkey in her lap on the world scene as our presidency is drugged through the mud by that inbred, dumbed down sloth of a woman, looks like an old man in drag, whore Elizabeth. We'll be right back.
If each year. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Up until just about 30 seconds ago, I'd only had a chance to read about the exchange. We have now found the video online, and I also just had a chance to see the exchange happen on CNN during the break as I was triple-tasking. What am I speaking of? Well, I want an article written about this, and it needs to be written by our British counterparts, our English counterparts, Paul Watson or Steve Watson, because they have a unique perspective on this, and I know they detest Her Majesty even more than I do. In fact, the monarchy had become extremely unpopular in the last 200 years in England, and even more so in the last 50 years, but now they've been trying to rehabilitate themselves in a part of a larger, very sophisticated package of propaganda. But as much as I detest Bush, who is, of course, a cousin of Queen Elizabeth on both sides of his family, it's all royal breeding bloodlines. And again, that's been covered by MSNBC. And then, of course, Kerry and Bush are cousins. It's all a blue blood, filthy nest that basically runs things. There was this big hubbub about would Bush curtsy properly to Her Majesty? Would he wait for her to extend her hand? And would he be a well-trained dog and take her mitt and properly subjugate himself and prostrate himself before her hereditary wickedness. And Bush, of course, is so into the fake Texas Act that he adopted as a young man. Favorite movie, High Noon, did run around until he was a teenager in the cowboy hat and fake guns at his side, very juvenile, that he just couldn't control himself and winked at her and joked with her and made jokes, which, as much as I dislike Bush, his stock went up about one micron with me, because at least he didn't sit there and make himself a pathetic spectacle before this nothing individual. Ronald Reagan didn't do it either. And, of course, Eisenhower didn't do it when he met with her, and others didn't do it. But see, now things have changed. So it was posed in our press and in the British and Commonwealth press, the people that are property of her lordship completely, in Australia and New Zealand and Canada, you know, would Bush properly grovel to her? And he didn't do that, and so this is the headlines that we have today. If looks could kill, Mr. Bush, you'd be a goner. That's out of the Scotsman. Here's the UK Daily Mail. Blundering Bush makes another gaffe as he winks at the Queen. And then I read the comments by New Zealanders, by the Kiwis, and by the folks in Australia and the people in Canada, and about half of them are laughing at Americans, talking about how we're scum, and then Americans counter back and say, well, we saved you in World War II, and the Canadians say, no, we fought more in World War I and World War II, we're better than you, our queen is wonderful. Let's all just take a deep breath here for just a moment. We all properly look down on the rich kid, the trust fund kid, who never went and built anything on their own and lives in a $1 million house, and is involved in local charities. We all look down on that because that's disgusting. That's everything that's wrong with hereditary power. That's everything that's wrong with hereditary inbreeding and elites and blue bloods and the aristocracy, much less the penultimate, the center of the scrofulous abscess, the British monarchy, the head of world monarchy. I mean, this is a disgusting joke. You're talking about 40-plus generations of inbreeding between, more than that, between William the Conqueror's Norse bloodlines, Germanic bloodlines, mixed in with Greek and a couple other bloodlines. They're all intermarried. The Dutch queen is closely related to the Tsarists, who are now extinct, who are closely, I mean, we're talking first and second cousins to the British monarchy. It's one club of people. And they have been involved in so much evil and so much dehumanization. And when you go to Europe, they will, and when you go to England and you go to the Netherlands, they will shut down on a daily basis whole streets, whole rivers, whole waterways, and announce that they announce it from the buses, announce it from loudspeakers, that the Queen is not allowing traffic on her roads today. It's an exercise of power. You, the common peasants, can go around and spend hours getting around in huge traffic jams because she's exercising power over you. And she stomps around looking like an old man in drag at 81, just with her face pinched, her eyes crazed on a anal retentive power trip, and our president still curtsied to a certain extent, still bowed to a certain extent, and then joked about it because he's on such an out-of-control power trip. And he said, oh, that's the kind of look I get, you know, that a mother would give a son when he didn't properly grovel to her. She openly dissed the presidency, and it doesn't matter that she dissed her cousin and that she dissed her little, you know, retarded servant. The point is, she was dissing us. Get out of my country, you scum! Get out of the United States, you ancestral enemy of freedom! George Washington and Andrew Jackson kicked your ass. Now get the hell out of my country, scum!
Get out of my country, you inbred, degenerate, fat on the souls of the dead in Africa and worldwide that your oil companies have gone in and exterminated people. Get out of the United States, ancestral enemy! This is how far we've slipped with her giving dirty looks and Bush making awkward moment jokes about the open glaring of this inbred scum. This inbred scum. You know, you've got Edward VIII, who was the king just 60 years ago, having to advocate because he was a Nazi. These people are trash, and I'm sick of them. Royalty is scum. The Japanese royalty is scum. The British royalty is scum. The Dutch royalty is scum. They're scum. And they show up in this new, modern, corrupt, New World Order age, and now our leaders fall all over themselves and are publicly humiliated by them. This is disgusting. I cannot... You know what? I said years ago that we would start seeing royalty openly in view again and openly being worshipped. I mean, Prince Charles in Brasilia, their capital, has some giant gold statue where he's an angel and the world is groveling at his feet and he's basically suckling them with goodies. And then it's got some human population culling symbolism as well in it. I mean, give me a break, man. You look like some inbred whippet, a dog I see running around, running into itself on a hike and bike trail, who's so inbred, you're completely disgusting. You're completely and totally disgusting. And we've had enough of you and your kind and all the scum and the patronage and the baronages and all the huge swarm, the huge locust swarm of sycophants and servants and curtsying, painted up women with big hats and horse races just feeding at the trough of the reflected glow of your wickedness. This huge, huge swarm of pilot fish that follow you around as the pieces of detritus leak from your swollen vestige of degeneracy. Oh, my God, I can't. Excuse me earlier getting a little bit French on you there. I mean, I just am letting it all hang out here. I cannot. I actually just watched the video. Is there no humiliation? Our borders are being dissolved into a North American Union. Spain taking over all the major roads in Texas for the King of Spain's company. Just our nation being drugged to the mud. This is all about dragging the presidency in our name and our sovereignty to the mud while George Bush dismantles the country and fools confused Americans who are patriotic and thinking attacking some innocent country is good when that's all designed by the globalists to demonize our name worldwide and remove us as being prominent. They're destroying America's name. They're destroying the United States' goodwill. They're destroying our very borders and our sovereignty right now and seizing our infrastructure by buying off our elected leaders. And as if that isn't enough, and the big radio stations and TV stations are all announcing that this is Mexico and it's all a big globalist finance joke. They've got hordes of third worlders who don't know any better running around with glee crazed in the streets as the elite uses the underclass to destroy the middle class as they've always done in classical class warfare directed from the top. And I have to watch just the ultimate expression of evil dressed up in that monkey suit sitting up there dishing our president in front of the entire world. And again, it isn't George Bush. I could care less about George Bush. The point is that he is the symbol of this country, and he has been designed to drag us through the mud, and now this is just, it's only going to get worse. Our humiliation is only going to get worse at the hands of these scoundrels. We'll talk more about it when we get back, then we'll get into... all the important news and the dollar, what's happening with the dollar, and a lot more. This is just off the charts. And the way the foreigners are getting off on it.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Every move you make, you inbred piece of trash with millions of debt under your belt and your brethren's belt. Every criminal act you commit, every fake environmental operation you launch to bring us back into feudalism, we'll be there watching you and exposing you and calling you out, you murderous whore. And every arrogant thing you say. You're noticing that I never call people whores. I rarely call even very evil women. I've never really called Janet Reno names like that. She's a pathetic demon. Ran the mass murder at Waco. I don't call her a whore. They need to be called whores because she is all about everyone must respect her. Everyone must grovel to her and everyone must kneel to her. And everyone must treat her. And there's a certain etiquette when you come into contact with her. Everyone must present themselves like trained monkeys or trained dogs to her. Who are you? You're nobody. You own over half the land in the United Kingdom. You own the natural resources of Canada and, what, over 15 other Commonwealth nations. Your forces have been involved in mass murder worldwide, but your propaganda corps is so good it's kept quiet. You've been involved, and the people you represent have been involved in so many crimes, it's unspeakable. The MI6 that you command and that swears fealty to you carried out the attacks of 7/7. You clearly were involved coordinating the 9/11 attacks. That is, the people that worked for you were. And I'm not going to put up with it anymore. I'm not going to go along with it anymore. And you come over here, and President Bush does his customary bumbling, and you freak out and bug your eyes out. Now, it could be that Bush is so arrogant and so into exercising power himself that he was dissing her, saying, I remember when you came here in 1776, he meant for the celebration of another event, and then she got really upset. But she was already upset when he was winking at her, bulging her eyes out. Listen to this. If looks could kill, Mr. Bush, you'd be a goner. A cloudless blue sky, a military marching band, an immaculate red carpet. The White House managed to put everything in order yesterday for the Queen's first visit to the United States in 16 years. Oh, we managed for you. We managed to just, you know, we managed to do it right for your hereditary ruler who closes the roads and taxes you and feeds on you and has a big degenerate family of scum that flounces around and has big monuments put up for him and are involved in land grabbing worldwide and are involved in eugenics programs and are involved in pushing sterilization programs. Oh, we managed to grovel properly to our ancestral enemies who in 1812 brought in their battleships and destroyed the White House and burned it to the ground and shelled New York and Virginia. It was real funny. It was real funny. It was real funny when you attacked the White House and blew it up. I mean, the point is, they came in with the Royal Institute of International Affairs and set up the CFR in 1921. The CFR brags about this, to hire the best and brightest in government and out of government to take over the government and merge us back in with the British Empire. That's the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. And for any arrogant British listening who think you're part of it, you're nothing. You've been sucked dry to fund the whole thing, you fool. And your country's been overrun with foreigners, and you've been taught to sit down and shut up and take it while they bring you down as well. Because they are usurpers. They're not even English. They're not even from your country. It's a ruling family. They're Italian, they're French, they're German, they're Greek, they're Russian. They're all intermarried. It's one breed of scum. They all look alike, they all talk the same, and they all have no compulsion. It is bred into them to be cold-blooded killers. On a cloudless blue sky, a military marching band, an immaculate red carpet, the White House managed to put everything in order yesterday for the Queen's first visit to the United States in 16 years. Everything, that is, except for George Bush. In his opening remarks, the President managed to undo weeks of preparation in a single phrase. At the welcoming ceremony in Washington, D.C., Mr. Bush had been talking about one of the Queen's previous visits in 1976, which coincided with the 200th anniversary of the American independence. Yeah, she was coming back over here to brag and say, we're in control. For more than 7,000 politicians, diplomats, and White House staff and their families, we'll tell you what Mr. Bush said when we get back. Then get into all the other news. Get out of the United States, enemy. You're an enemy. Get out of here, you scum.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company, provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USC-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions, war in Iran, a coming one-world church. In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
You got a woman never worked a day in her life, but the propaganda always phrases it. At 81, she still has time for her duties and works hard visiting with her subjects. The Queen then dropped by a charity event for African children. The Queen then went and visited a new destroyer being launched, named after her mother. The Queen did this. The Queen, oh, what would we do without her? Oh, she's so wonderful. And then one of her twit sons owns the big company that controls most of the footage of the royals that they then dole and sell to the world's media. You know, they profit from all that junk. And it's always about how they don't have money and they don't have power and they're just a remnant and they don't. See, that's what real power does, is it tells you it doesn't have power. She owns a controlling interest in British Petroleum. She owns diamond mines. That woman owns most of the infrastructure of Canada. Her likeness is on the money. These people's wealth is incalculable. Her cousin, the next richest royalty, the Dutch House of Orange, which again is from the same Germanic bloodline, didn't take over to the 1840s. They just came in, took over, and said, Queen of the Netherlands, oh, okay, King of the Netherlands. I have no doubt if the Bushes continue to get their grandkids and the rest of it, it'll be, you know, King George the Ninth, galactic ruler, and his cousin, Duke Edward of Mars. And everyone will have to kneel to our great leaders. And Viscount Rockefeller dropped by. I mean, this is what we're going back to, and I don't like it. Let me put it in another perspective here. Why are they like rock stars? I mean, just a few decades ago, they were detested and hated, and but the media used the spectacle of Diana and Prince Charles's wedding, I guess, to like a soap opera, get all the mindless women out there swooning. Oh, my gosh, to be around royalty, oh, it's so... I mean, I guess for those that sup and totally get off on being around, quote, power, that it's an aphrodisiac. I mean, let me just tell you, I was giddy this morning. Let me tell you what I'm into. I mentioned a few weeks ago that I bought a little meteorite at a store, and then I kind of got excited about it and bought a couple off eBay. And to hold something from deep space, something... you know, that's so ancient and out of this world. Or this morning the chihuahua is barking in the backyard, and we run out, and it was harassing a little box turtle, a juvenile box turtle. It was probably only about, you know, 3 inches around, and it was too young to even be afraid like a normal box turtle, so it was out, and its little orange eyes, beautiful orange markings on its lower jaw, lower beak, and little orange spots on the fronts of his arms, his little green tail. And I literally barely made it to work because the children got back from a music lesson, and it was like 10 in the morning, and I was supposed to, I've been getting ready for the show, but I heard the dog barking as I went back in the back and found the turtle. It itself was raiding strawberries in the garden. My dad had said, look, a turtle's eating those. He was over a few weeks ago, and I said, no, Dad, that's bugs, because there were some doodle bugs eating ones that were on the ground. He said, no, that's a turtle. Yeah, sure, it's a turtle, Dad, you know, because I haven't really seen a lot of box turtles. Saw a lot in northeast Texas where I grew up. See a lot of them in east Texas where we got some family property that we got from the king of Spain, again, oh, that we bought for a few cents an acre from his royalness. Oh, again, the royalness, it's all around us. I'm sorry. And because his scum forces couldn't hold it from the Native Americans, that's the only reason the Tennesseans were brought in, to secure the property. And then one of the little frothing ne'er-do-wells, Santa Ana, tried to come up here and take it back and got his behind kick. I'm sorry. See, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it, ladies and gentlemen. You have to take what you want from these scum or you'll be a slave. But getting back to what I was saying, this little turtle, so I literally, until like 15 minutes till, was out there with the turtle, and then we let it go, and it went back under the fence, and the sliver of green belt that's left, they built a sports super center behind our house to worship Lance Armstrong. It's a literal cathedral to him. Again, all part of the worshiping the personality like a bunch of monkeys. But, I mean, just to look at that little turtle, just to see God's handiwork, it was a thing that had more value to me than a jewel. It was a jewel, just the biomechanics. And I was driving to work thinking about just a grasshopper or a spider. And of course, the globalists know we love all of that and see the beauty in it, so they misappropriate it unto themselves and make themselves the guardians of it. And if we'll just make them feudal lords, they will protect it and they will take care of it for us. No, the truth is they're the ones destroying it and killing it and using our energies towards protecting the earth for a fake world tax that has nothing to do with it. So my only point is the night sky, the trees, a thunderstorm when it's pouring down, and the sound and the smell of the ozone and the trees waving in the wind, and nightfall, or to see a couple of rabbit's hairs out in the field or at the edge of your campsite, to see a badger walking around in the mist. I mean, all of this is what life's really about. That's what we should be in love with, and in love with our families, and friends with our neighbors, and fellowship with the common people. Not, oh, the queen, oh, it's the queen, it's the queen, look at her. Oh, she's so incredible. And what is she? A hard-eyed, predatory lizard. And I use that figuratively, not literally, but you can see where people get that idea. Just predatorily stomping around, obsessed with her breeding, and a narcissistic love fest with herself. in a narcissistic love fest with her twit-like family with their beaks, you know, just like a brood of carrion roosters. I mean, you make me sick. You literally are the antithesis. You are the polar opposite of what I love, of what I admire. And to watch people thronging and stumbling over themselves, rushing to the fore to get a glimpse of you, makes my soul cry out. You and your kind are going to be brought to justice, and the New World Order is going to be defeated. But it is so humiliating. I'm going to finish up with this and then get to the news. In front of more than 7,000 politicians, diplomats, and White House staff and their families, all out to see the arch criminal, I would add, Mr. Bush told the Queen, "You helped our nation to celebrate its bicentennial in 17, before hastily correcting himself by saying 1976. Now, anybody could make that, but she just glared and looked at him with total hatred. The crowd laughed, and the president paused, turned to the Queen, and winked. He turned, I think he did it on purpose, folks. I think there's some soul. See, the really evil ones look good, can talk good, can take action, can put the evil out. I think Bush is very evil and very bestial, but I think there's some, like Darth Vader, some good left there. And I think that's why he does stuff like that, because I've seen the video now. It was definitely, she did not like it. He was dissing her. So in a way, I guess, I don't like to like it. But it says he turned back to the lectern and quipped, "She gave me a look that only a mother could give a child." But then there's kind of that sick acquiescence that she's the boss, see? The Queen laughed in response. Yesterday was always going to be a struggle for the president, who, against his natural inclinations, has organized a day of high pomp and pageantry over the White House lawn. Familiar with Mr. Bush's famed informality, the U.S. press had, in a run-up to the Queen's visit, predicted disaster. Now, I guess Bush has adopted some Texian ways, and we're very polite and nice in Texas, folks. We're friendly people, give me the shirt off our back, but I got to tell you, real Texans, most people are foreigners here, aren't from the state now, and it's okay. Everything has to die. State has to die. Has to end. Everything ends, I guess. Even stars die, as they say. But it is not the Texas way to put on a bunch of pretenses, I will. Because, again, Texas is made up of Alabamans and Texans and Georgians and South Carolinians, of the fighters, folks, and that's why we didn't like the royals very much, and so it is a distinctly disgusting. That was the whole reason for throwing it off, as Alexander de Tocqueville wrote about. It was a culture born out of getting past class controls. It was a culture born where the mayor showed up and he curtsied to the men sitting in the bar. It was a culture born of where you didn't show respect to the commoners, you got run out of town on a rail. You see, it's the complete opposite, ladies and gentlemen. It was English gentlemen who decided to throw off all of the controls and to consciously go against it. And that's exactly what happened. And to see it turned on its head makes me want to throw up. The New York Times pondered how the towel-snapping Texan, he's from Kennebunkport, Maine, he's a cousin of the Queen, the towel-snapping Texan who puts his feet on the coffee table, drinks water straight from the bottle, and was once caught on tape talking with food in his mouth, will cope. USA Today warned how Mr. Bush would go over with British royalty, the true sultans of ceremony, adding Bush is famous for his opposition to formality and staying up late, but he is nevertheless going all out for the Queen. The president may have staged the first white tie state banquet of his administration last night, but it was his gaffe that stole the show. Unruffled, the Queen took the podium and quickly swung into her prepared speech, hailing the closeness of the U.S.-British relations. You mean your takeover of the U.S. through the CFR, you piece of trash? This is the person that's getting rid of our borders. There's a titular head to all this. It's her. She's the one killing my country, killing your country. I hate her. She's the one destroying Britain right now. She's got thought police out everywhere. She's breaking down the borders as fast as she can and trying to install social services mechanisms to stop Britainers from breeding. That was in the news yesterday. She wants the death of your great culture. She is an absolute piece of trash. Oh, it makes me sick. Because they destroy anything that's strong, ladies and gentlemen. That's their instinct. They go right into rivals. They killed off their cousins, the Tsars, who were identical to King Edward. You couldn't even tell the difference. Edward the Seventh. You couldn't... Edward the Eighth... not Edward the Eighth. Oh, man, my mind. Edward the Eighth was back in the 1500s. It was... drives me crazy. I can remember all this stuff when I'm not on air. And then, hey, Rob, I know you're out there. We just spent weeks editing video of that turkey. What is the name of the guy that had to advocate in 39? And he married the American. Oh, man, it drives me up the wall. I'll dig it out in a minute. As soon as I go to break and not on the spot, I'll remember his name. Keeping track of this trash, you know, one breed, you know, one line of the breeders from the next is just, it's hard to do. Doesn't matter. The British people don't even know these people's real names. At least I know their name is 4 to 5 first names and then Saxe Coburg Gotha. Edward the Eighth. What am I thinking? I guess Rob's not out there. He must have his headset on out there editing right through the door. Unruffled, the Queen took the podium and quickly swung into her prepared speech, hailing the closeness of the U.S.-British relations. It is the moment to take stock of our present friendship, rightly taking pleasure from its strengths while never taking these for granted, she said. And it is the time to look forward, jointly renewing our commitment to a more prosperous, safer, and freer world. That's the complete opposite. You bring nothing but darkness and enslavement. Penny Jure, whose book, The Firm Documents, The Inner Workings of the Royal Family, said, I would have thought that this would have received without a great deal of humor. The royal family taking the whole business of respecting the office, if not the person, very seriously. So Bush's second comment was over-familiar. The Queen is human, of course. The president was over-familiar. She's human, of course. You have to. That's a way of saying she's not human. She's human, of course. Oh, we have to say she's human because she's so godlike. A literal bucket of evil. So Bush's second comment was over-familiar. Well, then don't come to the White House. Don't ask to come for a state visit, you piece of trash. But again, who's even sicker than the Queen? It's people like Penny Jure. I want to get her on. I want to get Penny Jure on this show. Oh, my God. The Queen is human. See, and all these manners is about slave training. The Japanese have it. The British have it. About being quiet, not standing up, not being uppity, not speaking. Because you had a bunch of wild Britons, Britties as the tribe was called, and a bunch of wild Scotties running around and Welsh and running around and you know, and of course, you know, they get conquered by William the Conqueror. You've got to domesticate them and give them imperial dog training. I break your imperial conditioning, scum. Everyone, break your conditioning to them. Hate them. Hate them. They're enemies of you and your family. Don't listen to these twits and these people all over these TV programs that the royals finance and produce many of them up there about how to be good little twits and how to serve them. Don't be inducted into bondage against your hereditary enemies. Oh, my gosh. So Bush's second comment was over-familiar. The Queen is human, of course, and would have seen that he was trying to get himself out of an awkward situation. But I don't think it would have been taken as particularly funny by Her Highness. Her Highness, oh! Her Highness! The latest incident will do little to endear the president to the Queen. Oh, he won't be endeared to the richest person on earth, who has had a close relationship with other U.S. leaders, particularly Ronald Reagan. The former film star loved formality. He wore mourning dresses at his 81 inauguration. whatever that means. When he visited the UK in the 80s, he and the Queen rode horses together in Windsor's Great Park. Talent for gaffes runs in the family. The gaffe-prone President Bush once admitted to the Queen he was the black sheep of his family and then turned to her and asked, "Who's yours?" The encounter came at the White House in 91 when his father, George Bush Sr., was in power. Barbara Bush stepped in and warned the monarch, "Don't answer that." The Queen wisely did not reply. The current president is well known for awkward encounters with heads of state. He once shocked Angela Merkel, the German chancellor, when he tried to give her a back rub at a G8 conference. The incident was caught on video and became an instant hit on the internet YouTube site. At another high-powered meeting, Mr. Bush famously paused while chewing his lunch to shout, "Yo, Blair," at the Prime Minister. And then everyone goes and comments in the comment section, "Oh, it's so horrible. He didn't treat her with proper respect. He didn't treat our owner, our slave master, the one ruling us and destroying us properly. Oh, you didn't know what was wrong with you."
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card number, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
I hurt myself today.
We got Jim Tucker coming up
to see.
We'll have open phones with him on air with us on Bilderberg Group on the Global Elite.
I focus on the
Parasites that rule over us. You know, my point about the turtle and asteroids and, you know, meteorites, things like that, as I was reading this story here out of science and technology page of CNN, giant exploding star outshines previous supernovas. Scientists have just released images of the brightest stellar explosion recorded, the supernova known as SN2006GY. Notice they just released it. They hoard it. It's been out for a year. They've had it. It was believed to be about 150 times as massive as the sun. The explosion could help astronomers better understand how the first generation of stars in the universe died. This supernova stands out as the brightest supernova that's ever been observed, said Nathan Smith, astrophysicist at the University of California, Berkeley. And it goes on to say that it is 238 million light years away from Earth. That gives you an idea of how transient and blink of the eye your life is, or all of human history on this planet, and how little we are. See, I'm humble. I realize I'm this tiny little creature that's living one time and loving one time and having a family one time. And I sit here on this planet and I look at inbred scum in fancy outfits on red carpets getting off on other monkey people. Literally, like, monkeys will run up or apes will run up and worship, you know, the head ape. I'm watching all this simian behavior instead of us going on to the next level of looking at the universe around us and having higher ideals. Instead, we're going in reverse. We worship American Idol and some inbred piece of filth known as Queen Elizabeth. And there's all this incredible mystery and majesty and beauty and intricate detail. And again, we're reduced to worshiping some inbred, never worked a day in her life, criminal, clearly involved in killing Princess Diana. With her degenerate son, who goes around talking about exterminating the population all day, with her degenerate husband, Prince Philip, who walks behind her. See, it's all about walking behind her, not about, oh, you're the power. It's all about, I mean, here's an audio clip of Bush's gaffe.
The American people are proud to welcome Your Majesty back to the United States, a nation you've come to know very well. After all, you've dined with 10 U.S. presidents. You helped our nation celebrate its bicentennial in 1976.
A state visit provides us with a brief opportunity to step back from our current preoccupations, to reflect on the very essence of our relationship. It gives us the chance to look back at how the stories of our two countries have been inextricably woven together. It is the moment to take stock of our present friendship, rightly taking pleasure from its strengths, while never taking these for granted. And it is the time to look forward, jointly renewing our commitment to a more prosperous, safer, and freer world.
Yep. That's enough of her. Get that piece of filth off the air. Get that piece of that ugly piece of trash off my radio show. Thank you. That degenerate, shameful, ugly, unladylike, boorish pig. It's pig-like, you bitch, to sit there and close the roads down in London every day to train all your monkeys that you're their master. It's maggot-like. You're a boorish, greedy hog. You're behind eugenics everything. You're not a lady. You're a piece of trash. Now get out of my country. Get the hell out of my country.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.